that at one point had been doing really well. We were doing several million dollars a year in business, actually manufacturing mattresses, and just like a lot of businesses with the economy, just started taking a nosedive, and eventually in 2012 had to make a decision to shut the business down and try to find something else. And thank goodness, about 19 months ago, one of our good friends gave us a call and shared what we're going to share with you tonight. And when I first took a look at it, I was really just doing it because my friend said, you really need to take a look at it. It really wasn't because I was interested. I had absolutely zero interest in getting into the insurance industry, mainly because I just didn't know that much about it. And my first month out and just kind of working basically 1 to 2 days a week, I saw this as an opportunity to do something part-time, just to, you know, try to get out of debt, try to pay some bills until I figured out what I really wanted to do. Obviously, ended up going into full-time once I saw the opportunity. So, the first month, I was able to go out 1 day a week and create an extra $7,000 of income for my family. And that first month is the lowest month that I've ever had in the company. What it's really done is allowed me to not only have an income, but also give my time back. I was never really accustomed to making a good amount of money, but also having a lot of time. And that's what this opportunity has done for me. And we're going to get into more details on how that works. But what I'm going to do now is introduce actually one of my best friends and co-partners who I'm so thankful to have not only Nate as a friend, but as a business partner. To give you some background on Nate, Nate is one of the most successful people that I know. And, you know, when I saw this opportunity, he was somebody that I really respected. He's already made millions of dollars in the past. He's worked with multi-billionaires as an apprentice. And so of anybody that I knew that had success, Nate was the epitome of success when it comes to business. And so, you know, Brad and I, we'd started about 18 months ago, and Nate actually called Brad to look at another business idea that he had. And, you know, at the time, you know, Brad, and I'll let him share his story, but he'd been also doing really well with Symmetry Financial Group, and that, you know, obviously Nate was interested in kind of getting a little bit more information, but wasn't really interested in getting involved with a business. He was already doing extremely well. But kind of make a long story short, he did get involved working with us because he did see the big picture. And he has broken every single record in the company. His first month out, he did $50,000 of premium sales, which to put that into perspective, some of our top agents don't do more than $25,000, $30,000. And so as a brand new agent working in the field, he did over $50,000. In his first 2 months, he had over $40,000 cash deposited in his bank account, and he just started back in November. Well, as of January, because the company looks at, you know, as far as statistics go, look at a calendar year, already this year he is the number one agent in the entire company, and he also has the fastest agency in the entire company. And everyone's trying to figure out, what is he doing, how is he doing it? And it's just because of the caliber of person he is, the experience that he's brought to the table. And so I'm going to turn it over to you, Nate, to kind of go over what it is you're going to go over. So I appreciate you.
Well, I appreciate that, Matt. Best friends now. I love that. It was funny. I was talking to my wife, and one of the things my mentors always talked about is you are who you hang around. And it's been a blessing and honor. I know you guys for 10-plus years, but we never really had a friendship, and we knew each other, and I respect what you guys have done in the past. And more importantly, I respected the integrity to build sales organizations like you guys have in other companies, and even having the success you did in your mattress company, you know, to be able to not ever hear a negative word about either one of you. And the only time to talk about to anybody, all I heard was positive things about you, was far beyond more impressive to me than the amount of money you guys had or the success that you had in the past. So I'm going to make a correction on what you said. You said, you know, the caliber of person that I am is the reason I'm having my success, and I would have to correct you on that, because it's the caliber of people that you and Brad are, the caliber of people like Paul Honeycutt and Edward Pritchett, the caliber of people that are on this phone that made just be getting started or just gotten started or an integral part of our team. And that's why I'm having the success that I'm having. You know, no one's really ever reached the top of the mountain by themselves. And if they did, you know, by themselves, they stepped up, stepped on a lot of people. And I was always taught, if you want to reach success, you know, if you go out there and you take a sincere interest and you really go out there and you take a sincere interest in helping people change their lives, if you can help them make more money than they've ever been accustomed to, you'll never have to worry about your bank account. And it was funny because for years, And Matt, can you mute the call real quick? I heard a little bit of background noise. You don't mind.
All callers are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
And for years, guys, fresh out of college, I never graduated college. I don't have an impressive background. I was a waiter. And it's funny because I'll be on stage, and people are clapping, and I always say it's kind of a weird feeling because, you know, even though I made the most tips that night at the restaurant, I never had the hostess introduce me like Matt did and say, you know, you're about to hear from the guy. He's had the most tips in the last week in the restaurant, and they never started applauding, going, wow, you know, you're our waiter. So it's funny coming from that background, and I got involved in sales, and I failed miserably. I mean, there were times I was living out of my car. I was living on people's couches, you know, in their closet, so to speak. And, you know, I didn't have a lot of success in my life. And, you know, I was very fortunate enough in my mid-20s to meet somebody who had tremendous success, who had wealth beyond, you know, my wildest dreams, guys. And money's not everything. We always talk a little bit about money because I think if you're on this phone, you probably got on this phone not to hear about, you know, how nice Brad is or how nice Matt is or, you know, how great I may have accomplished in my past. I think most of us got on the phone tonight to hear, how can I change my financial situation, whether it be part-time or whether it be full-time or whether it be what most people do, they start off part-time and move into maybe a full-time career as they start to build this. And so if I talk about money tonight, guys, I don't want to offend you. I don't want you to think there's way more involved in what we're doing than the money. But it's really hard to share why I'm doing this or why Matt and Brad is doing this or why some of the people on this phone are doing that if you don't have the money game out of the way. And for years, I relentlessly chased the dollar bill. And I went broke doing it. And I went broke fast doing it. And when I met my mentor, who was making $1 million a week, I know it sounds absurd. He was on the front cover of Inc. magazine with Bill Gates, the owner of Domino's Pizza, Tom Monahan, the owner of Timberland Shoes, and he had created one of the fastest-growing companies to date in America in 5 years with 35,000% growth. And I'll never forget when I got to sit down with him, and he taught me something that changed my life that was so valuable to me. And he said, when you stop chasing the dollar bill and you really take a sincere effort in helping other human beings, not a fake sincere effort. You know, I met a guy that said, when you can learn how to fake sincerity, you'll be successful. Well, that's such an oxymoron. How do you fake sincerity? When you can really start to really take a love and a passion for helping people, the dollar bill will find you. And I'm like, yeah, it sounds all good. But when I made that shift in my life, guys, and one of the things I love about Symmetry is that all we do is help people. We're helping families. We send a letter in to us saying, hey, I have an interest in protecting my family in case of a death or a disability or a critical illness, or if I get sick at work and I can't work, I don't want to lose my home. 1.5 million people lost their home last year due to foreclosure. And when they interviewed them, 50% of them, it was caused due to a critical illness or a disability, which means they didn't die. And we all know, guys, it's our mortgage protection that we're involved with. If you die, it pays off the house, similar to life insurance. But what about the people that have a heart attack, stroke, cancer? You know, I have a good friend of mine I was on the phone with the other day. He's 52 years old. He's been in the car industry, guys, one of the top car industry people in the entire United States, made incredible amount of money. And at 52 years old, he had actually a stroke. And it paralyzed part of his body on the right side. He's now walking with a cane. He's in rehabilitation, and it put him out of work. Here's a guy who's a single dad who literally almost lost everything because he couldn't go to work for 5 or 6 months. And so having the ability to take a sincere interest and help other people is probably the number one it is the number one reason for anyone's success with Symmetry. You know, I got fortunate. I got trained by some incredible people, Matt and Brad and Paul Honeycutt and Edward Pritchett, who's the top agency manager in the entire company. And so I was willing to put my ego in the back pocket, even though I had success in the past. You know, I kind of got drug into this. I didn't want to do this. I referred some people to Matt and Brad originally, and they got very excited about it. And of course, I'm just thinking, okay, how am I going to get paid on this? I'm referring to people. And Brad told me, you know, it's a fairly regulated industry, which it is, guys. We deal with legal reserve insurance companies. They pay us direct daily deposits. We have contracts with them. So you can't be a felon. You can't have 17 DUIs in the last 3 weeks. We're not looking for everybody, guys. It is a regulated industry. And the fact is that it requires a license. So if you watch the video, it requires a life insurance license, which we have a program that's online at a discounted rate. I think it's like $50. You could take a online course called LicenseCoach.com. You can study for your test however you want. You can go to classes locally. You can go online locally. You know, but the different states, guys, look into that. The License Coach is a great vehicle. It's set up. It's a step-by-step training on how to get your license. And so I'm like, really, Brad? I have to get my license? So I went and got my license, and I thought that was the end of it. Because if you remember in the video where it talked about you can build an agency and you can make overrides off the efforts of other people, and if you've got 10 or 15 people that are out there part-time or full-time, maybe someone better than you, and Symmetry's training them, and they're involved in the system, that you could actually, you know, qualify to earn a percentage off their efforts, and that's how the insurance companies work when you build an agency. I thought that's what I was going to get involved with. And what happened was when Matt and Brett asked, you know, could you do some of these training, and it was more like, hey, we know the mentor you work with. We know the success he had. We know that he's helped you have success, and probably with them knowing my background and realizing that I've made millions of dollars, they were probably like, wow, if he can do it, anyone can do it. It was more of, hey, could you maybe share some of that knowledge that you got taught that changed your life with our organization, with our sales organization? And I said, I would love to, but I have some deep-seated thing about trying to teach people to do something I've never done. I can empathize with every one of you. Sympathize with every one of you on this phone. And sympathy is free, and people give it out, you know, like it's candy at Halloween. But if your father died in your arms and you were holding his hand on his deathbed, and I never had my father die in my arms and never held his hand on his deathbed, how can I empathize with you? I can sympathize with you, but unless I've been where you've been, if I've done what you've done, if I've experienced that emotion, which is beyond measure, guys, I can't empathize. And I say, well, if I'm going to go out there, I'm extremely busy, but, you know, I got to go do what these guys are going to do. And so what happened was I got involved, guys, and I got the leads. And I've worked lots of leads before, so, you know, it didn't get me excited or impressed. You know, they hand you a card. You watch this Glenn Ross movie. You know, you're thinking you get this file box of people that barely even, you know what you're even talking about. But I'm like, okay, I'm going to call these leads. I called the older ones. We have older leads. We have new leads. We have in-between older and new leads that the company offers stuff. And I'm like, I'm going to start calling on the older leads. And that's all I did for about a month. And I got on the phone, and I started booking appointments. I didn't know what products that we had to sell. I didn't know really the big difference between what a full mortgage payoff was or a mortgage payment protection or what constituted as a critical illness or a disability and how in the world can you pay for a policy, and if you don't die, you get your money back. I mean, all that stuff was so foreign to me, but I didn't try to learn it right off the bat. I thought, okay, great. They have a step-by-step system here, and they told me, you know, start calling the leads, and first thing you need to get good at is booking your appointments. So I got good at booking my appointments. I set up 9 appointments. I was fortunate to help over, you know, 15, 16 families my first week, and they paid me very handsomely. And when I talk about helping 14, 15 family guys, you know, they rank everything on what's called annual premium volume. Okay? Annual premium volume is very simply put, if I sit down with a homeowner that requests some information, and my job is to basically share with them for what they qualify for. We have access to 33 different carriers. Okay, so we don't represent one insurance company. We represent the client, which is so different. So we have the ability to go out and shop, negotiate on their behalf, and find out, you know, what do they qualify for, what companies are going to offer them the best or the most amount of coverage for the least amount of cost. And our job is nothing more than to simply sit down with them, husband and wife, or if they're single, just them, and share with them what's out there and what they qualify for. And really to find out if it's a concern. If it's a concern, then they get to customize the coverage that A, fits their needs, and B, fits into the budget. And the average person spends about $80 to $100 a month on their policy. And so they calculate that times 12, and that's called your annual premium volume. And you heard Brad and Matt talk about that. So if you went out and helped 10 families, on average, that's about 10,000 annual premium volume. And getting started, guys, you work on a sliding scale from 60% upwards to 110%. There's a website we can give you that you can go to and look at the commission structure. You're able to earn those promotions off of your own business that you write. You're also able to earn those promotions with the combination of business you write and that your agency writes. So we won't go through all the details, but starting off, you're making about 50% of that net goes into your pocket. So the average agent goes out there, and guys, I probably say 60% of our volume comes from part-time people. And they look at an opportunity and go, man, if I can go out there and work once or twice a week, and I can put an extra $1,000 or $2,000, $3,000 in my pocket each month, that can help get me out of debt. That can help me pay off some credit cards. That can help me go out and be able to take some vacations that our family deserves that we haven't been able to go on. That can give my family a better Christmas, my wife a better anniversary gift this year. I'm just saying that because we just had our one-year anniversary and she got an awesome gift due to symmetry. And the thing is, guys, is that most people do that part-time, and the average rep will go out and do between $5,000 and $10,000 a month, part-time. They'll help 5 to 10 families a month. Maybe they'll get help 2 or 3 families a week. And they're able to supplement their income. There's a lot of people that never want to build an agency, and that's perfectly fine. There's other people that all they want to do is be able to set their own schedule, go out in the field a couple of days a week, okay, sit down, help some families, and maybe be able to put some money in their pocket. And there's other people that look at it like, hey, what if I could go out and I can actually start to build something? What if I can make a career out of this? What if I could go out there and make, you know, $8,000 to $10,000 a month just off me doing?
We lose you, Nate? I think we might have lost Nate. He's probably trying to call in right now.
Once I realize that there's income, once I realize that there's income that you can qualify for, or you can make, sorry, whether you work or not, I got pretty excited about that. And when I experienced residual income in my last position, guys, talk about when Matt was talking about the time freedom. I think it's the biggest thing that most people are looking for. Not everyone wants to have a yacht and $1 million home and a Ferrari and, you know, buying jets and planes and traveling around the world. But I think everyone on the phone wants to have that time freedom where they can spend time with their kid on a Saturday afternoon or a Thursday night and not be tired and wore out, or take their kid to Disney World in the middle of, you know, the week when it's not as crowded, and be able to have that time freedom to be able to do the things, you know, what they want, when they want. And that's what Symmetry has to offer. And that's what's so exciting about this opportunity, guys, is that if you're first looking at this, okay, and the first step that you need to do is, after we're done this call, if you still have an interest in pursuing this and you need questions answered and you want more information, get together with the person that got you on the phone tonight, and we'll walk you through those next steps. But there is no magic dust here. It's funny because I was talking to one of my partners the other day, and, you know, in a different business, and he goes, why in the world are you selling, you know, mortgage protection, or how is this different to what you've done in the past? And I've done a lot of things. I said, there's a couple things that's different. Besides the culture, besides the company, besides the fact that we have some incredible people to surround ourselves with, whether you make $1 million, $100,000, or $10,000, you'll have some lifelong friends here that basically think on the same page about personal growth and wanting to develop into better people and helping other people, which is really hard to find. I'll tell you that right now. But one of the biggest things that I saw with this position or this company or this organization that differed so much from what I've done in the past was that there are very few variables. In reality, there's only one variable. See, the compensation is the same for everybody. We all get paid the same way, whether you're a girl, whether you're a boy, whether you're black, blue, purple, green, skinny, tall, fat, short. They pay us all the same way. The money is the same. It doesn't matter what your background is or what degree you have, you know, whether you came from Harvard, Yale, or you're a college dropout like myself. They don't discriminate. The products that we have are all the same. It's not like we start you off with products that are more expensive than the ones that we're able to market to homeowners. We don't give you access to 3, you know, A-minus rated carriers and all the A-plus rated carriers we have access to until you earn that way. We all have access to the same leads, the same homeowners that are sending these forms in. And the biggest variable I see in this business is you. See, we're the biggest variable. I was involved with so many other businesses. There were so many different variables. They had to go out and they had to do cold calling. They had to go talk to their friends and family, their relatives. And some people had a lot of stout with their fans or recognition with their family, friends, and relatives. And other people got involved with different organizations. And because they tried a couple things and failed, their friends, family, relatives didn't want to listen to them. You know, and there were so many different variables about, could this person go door-to-door and walk into businesses and be able to, you know, get a financial statement from them? Could this person, are they comfortable talking to their friends? This person, are they better looking than this person over here? Are they more sociable? Do they have a good network of friends? And what I saw here, there was no variable. I don't care if you're a hermit sitting in a room all day long and you have one friend and they live in Utah and you live in Florida. It doesn't matter. You get the same compensation plan. You have availability for the same leads that are coming in that area or close to you. And it was kind of like I told them, you have the ability here to print your own money. Because you determine how many calls you make. You determine how many appointments that you make. And if you sit on 10 appointments, you should help 5 family owners if you're just average. If you go out and sit on 10 appointments in a month, you could probably help 7 or 8 family owners, but on average, 5. That's if you're not that good. And so with Symmetry Financial Group, guys, we developed something where we've taken a system, so to speak, a Lamborghini, and we stuck a jet engine on the back of it. And I know whether, you know, you're getting involved tonight, whether it's the first time you're still kind of evaluating it, whether a friend of you suckered you into getting on the call going, you got to check this out, it's changed my life, and you're like, okay, let me listen to this. It really depends what you want out of this. I always looked at it, you know, if you got started in the business, guys, and we don't want everybody, you know, understand that. We're not looking for tens of thousands of people. We're looking for the right people. But if you went out there and you tried this for a month or two and it didn't work, couldn't you go back to doing what you're doing already? I mean, it's like you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, and it's another big difference that I saw. I don't have to go out and buy thousands of dollars of products to try to sell to my friends that they don't want. I don't have to spend $1 million on a franchise, crossing my fingers, and in 5 or 6 years I'm going to turn a profit. I have to get licensed as an insurance agent. And I know that we have people from all different backgrounds that have gotten involved with the company. And Todd Brock, I was talking to you today, and I was are you on the phone, sir?
Yes, sir, I am.
Just share real quick your background. I know you've just gotten started, but you had a phenomenal success here, and I know you have limited time to even do this, and you're very part. Share with your background real quick what you do currently for work and how you're doing this business.
Okay, well, I've been a pastor for over 25 years, and currently am at a small church here in Oklahoma, and I just needed a little bit of extra income, and my little brother started with Symmetry a couple months ago, I guess, and so he talked to me about it. I went ahead and got my insurance license, and have gone through the system, and I my first day of calling leads, I bought 21 leads last week. And I only called 11 of them because I filled up my day on Monday, my only day off, with appointments. I've got 3 appointments in the morning and or tomorrow. And so I'm real excited about it. If I can do it, anybody can. I don't like talking on the phone. I was so nervous about calling. And it ended up being really a fun couple, 3 hours of making phone calls and talking to people, recognizing that it's something I can help someone with. So I'm really enjoying it and really, really stoked.
Yeah, and I think it's so powerful because it was the first time we got a chance to talk today, and it was cool because my phone call with you was, hey, I got 3 appointments, I only got a chance to call 11 people, and I'm assuming, A, you didn't get a hold of all 11, and B, these weren't leads that, you know, are hot off the press, so to speak, that, you know, they were some leads that were older that, you know, we usually like to start the new people off on so they get a good feeling on the phone because, again, we're into helping families, and if we have families that need help, we don't want some, you know, brand new guy. This is these older leads are people that maybe someone didn't get a hold of. You know, maybe someone at the time they said, I'm not interested because, you know, they got, you know, 4 other phone calls or they just moved into their house and they're like stressed out. And I don't know what my bills are. I don't know what my mortgage payment is. Call me back later. I mean, they're just leads that have been there for a couple weeks or a month or a couple months like that. And so here's a guy with really no sales background who's a pastor and still actively a pastor. And I think that was such an awesome story. But I know Matt Pfeiffer, you know, let's go to the opposite end of the poll. I know that you actually been involved with insurance before. I mean, for years, right?
Yeah, I was prior to this, I was with a major, probably one of the top 1 or 2 major insurance companies for a couple of years. And great company, I have nothing but respect for them. And there's guys making money there. But just the different, what the whole system was set up to, you know, like you were talking about earlier, Nate, that you know, you got to make a list of 200 people and then go try to sell them insurance. And it just got to the point where I didn't want to be around anybody anymore because I kind of felt guilty. Like I wasn't talking to people about insurance all the time. And, you know, people look up and see you come. It's like, oh, crap, you know, he's going to talk to us about insurance. So when I got this, saw this opportunity, and I learned about the whole leads and everything, and it just made sense. And, you know, I'm having some success. I'm getting out there and plugging away and following the system. You know, it's not doing anything special. Nate, you said something a little earlier, is that this is nice because we represent the clients rather than the insurance company. When I was with that other company, I represented that company only. I had to mold into to get the client to fit whatever products that company had, whereas here I'm working with 33 different companies, and I do completely 100% represent the client, and I love that, and it's really pretty cool.
I think it's such a major difference because, you know, people go, I'm not good in sales, and it's funny because here we don't have to be. See, if we were a captive agent, we had a handful of products, and we had a criteria, underwriting guidelines for these handful of products, guys. I mean, literally, you do have to be good in sales. And Matt did very well with that company. He was really good in sales, and I think the biggest shift that he realized when we were talking was that, you know, here he doesn't have to be good in sales because we represent the client. We're just able to go out there and find out what it is that they need to help protect themselves. Google, well, I don't know anything about insurance. Neither did I. And that's why we have these systems put in place, guys. You don't have to know anything. You set an appointment. We just did a phone call today. You go over the appointments with your mentor. They tell you what product to write, why to write the product. You go watch a video on how to present the product. We have lots of consultations, a lot of these conference calls. We have a training call here in about a half hour following this call. And we are actively helping you to succeed. And I know Marlon Faulkner, and yeah, Matt, you're number two in the entire agency this month, so you're doing better than pretty well. I know Marlon Faulkner, I'm super impressed with his story, and he didn't have a lot of success right off the bat, and I know he tried his hand in some other insurance, but will remain nameless and stuff. But Marlon, are you there?
Yes, sir. I'm here, Nate.
Why don't you just tell these guys real quick before we wrap up the call a little bit about your background and how you got started and where you're at now.
Yes, sir. I've been in the insurance industry for about 10 years. Tried everything from, you know, farmers. I was selling for the duck, and they say the average insurance agent makes about $32,000 a year. I was a little below average, I guess, and I was pretty good. And I just couldn't get ahead. Sold a lot of products. Had to tell my friends and family that I could never get ahead. When last year, right around this time. Nate, you remember I was kind of at rock bottom. I'd moved out of my house. My wife and I were fighting, and you sent me a video and said, here, watch this. And I will remember watching that video, little tears in my eyes, and said, if this is possible, then I'll give it one more shot. Because I was just tired of the rat race, tired of failing, given all I had failing. And watched the video and I called you back and got started. Didn't have a lot of success until I really plugged into the system with 2 or 3 months, just kind of, you know, a little under average again. But then you had a long talk with me. I went to conference, and from there it exploded. And the last conference was one of the top stars, top 8 rising stars in the company. So you talk about a year, how a year can change your life. I was one decision away. I'm glad I didn't quit.
I think it's so awesome because I know you have an agency growing right now, and we heard from the gentleman, Todd Brock, who got introduced by his little brother, Derek Brock, and you get about 10, 15 people that are out there responsible for your income. And I always said, you know, think about it, guys. How much easier would life be if you got your bills at the end of the month? Imagine, right? Or at the beginning of the month, your bills come in, and I go, hey, you know what, Marlon, here's my mortgage. Pay that for me, would you? And my car payment, let's see. How about you, Todd Brock? Can you pay that car payment for me? And, you know, Matt Pfeiffer, can you pick up the groceries this month? And see, most of us don't have that luxury, and in this business we do. Now, I don't physically call Marlon and say, pay my mortgage payment, but I'll tell you right now, the amount of business that Marlon's team did last month and the override the company paid me to insurance companies, actually, that paid direct deposited money into my account on a daily basis, far outweighed what my mortgage payment is. You know, my wife and I had a chance to go on our one-year honeymoon, and we were averaging, and I don't want to get us to get all excited. You know, there is no guarantees in income. We can't guarantee how hard you work. The harder you work, the more money you make. But we were averaging $1,000 a day direct daily deposits prior to even going on our honeymoon. We worked 3 days that week and made, you know, well over what some people, you know, will be starting off making in a year at a job out of college. And being involved less than a year with this company, guys, it amazes me. And I really want you to hear from somebody who, in my mind, well, I know this for sure, none of us would be on this phone right now without this gentleman. You know, in my mind, he's one of the most well-respected. He's a silent storm, as I would call it, in terms of the company. The success he had starting off on a part-time basis to where he's at now, being one of the, I mean, they had a recent conference, and the awards and accolades that him and his brother received were just, you know, beyond measure, being involved over a little bit of a year in the company. And if you ever get the chance to know this gentleman, beyond his success and his mentoring skills and his patience with people, he is truly one of the nicest people I've ever met. just genuine, just really cares about people. You know, picking up phone calls at midnight, picking up phone calls at 8 in the morning while he's got his kids packed in the car, taking them to school, picking up phone calls while he's trying to cram lunch in his mouth in between appointments. And, you know, if I had to pick anyone in this entire company, and guys, I don't make a dollar off what he does, so I'm not trying to give you a marketing pitch because he makes me money to make him feel good. But if I had to pick somebody who all of you on this phone, if you have an opportunity to emulate this individual, if you have an opportunity to work with this individual, you have an opportunity to even talk to this individual, I literally would give him your undivided attention. And I want to introduce real quick, and then we'll wrap the call, Brad Smith.
Wow, Nate. I wasn't sure who you were talking about. I really appreciate the introduction. Now, I'll tell you why I do it. I got a helping hand a year and a half ago, and without that helping hand, I don't know where I'd be at. My marriage, you know, like Marlon's, was kind of falling apart. When you have such bad financial situation, it really affects every part of your life, and it's really hard to be happy. Even though, you know, everyone says money doesn't buy happiness, lack of money, definitely, I was not happy in a lot of areas of my life. And because of that helping hand, I was able to turn my situation around so far that looking back, we spent 2.5 weeks in Hawaii about a week and a half ago, and just talking to my brother. My brother and I were there, and my parents were able to come with us. And just looking back on how much change can happen in a little over a year, 16, 17 months went from $142 in my checking account and not knowing where to turn, to sitting down and interviewing with Symmetry Financial Group and letting them know I had every desire in the world. I thought I had every ability in the world. I just didn't have direction. I didn't have a system to follow. And I was willing to put time in. I was willing to put effort. I just needed somebody to show me what to do and where to go. And I think what we have here that's so special, Nate, is a system that's proven, a system that you can learn scripts. You can learn everything. And so when I got started, it was funny. I'd taken my insurance class, but I didn't feel like an insurance agent. I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't know. Like you said, anything about the policies or the products. And they said, just go out and make some phone calls, make these phone calls and read this script. So I read the script, book some appointments. And I said, okay, now what do I do? Okay, get good at the in-home script. Watch this video, listen to this audio, and follow the script. Can you follow a script? And I said, yes, I can follow a script. First week, went out and made $1,100, which for me was huge because I had $142 in my checking account. The second week, $1,700. The third week, $3,400. And it started to slowly turn around. And I could see light at the end of the tunnel. And then a year and a half later in Hawaii, 2.5 weeks. And in the last 30 days, I've had just about $30,000 deposited in my account. And 2.5 weeks of that, I was in Hawaii enjoying time with my family. And I had been on vacations before, but my body was there. My mind was always back at work or my own business or something, you know, stress at home. And this was the most relaxing vacation I'd ever taken because of that. And the reason I do what I do now at this point is because I got a helping hand and I want to give it back. I see other people that are in that situation, and it just feels so good to be not only in the position to help, but just to be able to help and see that change in people's lives and be able to make that much of a difference to turn somebody's life around. So I don't consider it work. You know, at this point, I would do it for free. I really would. It's just there's so much reward in that. So
I think it's so awesome because we're going to talk about something here when we wrap the call, and you or Matt did not have this available to you. And Symmetry has a system, and I always kind of correspond it like going to Disney World, you know, and if you've never been to Disney World and it's your first time, you got the kids there and everything else, I mean, there's the Ferris wheels and there's concession stands and these rides and the whale show and the seal show, and a lot of times it can be so overwhelming because you're like, oh, my goodness, where do I go? And see, most people, when they get there, the smart people, they plan or they get a map. And what happened was when I got involved, there were so many the lights and the action and the stories and there's the leads and there's this product. They had a system put in place, but it was so much involved with having to call Matt and call Brad and call Edward and call Paul and call Matt and call Brad and call Edward. How do I do this? How do I do that? How do I do this? How do I do that? So out of frustration, guys, we started putting together something that is a step-by-step map. So when you get started from day one to getting your license, where to go, how to get your fingerprinting done, how to get the leads, where to get the leads, how to get your login, how to order the leads, how to print off the leads, how to call the people, how to not, you know, what to say and what not to say, how to overcome the objections on the phone, what the objections you should expect. And what happened was that we developed this step-by-step, a 10-step system that literally has been tested now for the last month. And we literally are having people on this phone, guys that are shattering company records in their first month with zero experience. And see, my mentor always taught me, you know, someone has 100% of the information. And scientists have proven that we only retain 7 to 10% of what we hear for the first time. So some of you guys will remember that and some of you won't. But it's kind of like if we hung up the phone and I said, okay, great, now it's your turn and duplicate that call, I think we'd all agree none of us could do it. So usually you have somebody who has success. And the reason why you hear so many people go, oh, I know someone got involved in a company or got involved in insurance and they failed. You know, and you heard those stories from Marlon. He was one of them. I know someone got involved in a sales company and they failed. And there's thousands of them, guys. There's more out there than there are people that have success. And usually what happens is it really comes down to is who you're working with. But someone on top has 100% of the information. And they'll teach someone, right? Let's say you're Einstein level and you get half the information correct. Now your job is to get somebody else to teach them. And they get half of it correct, so we're already watered down from 100% to 50% down to 25%, right? And they teach somebody else, and they're getting 12, you know, it's rounded off to 12%. Next guy gets 6, next guy gets 3, and you walk in and you're learning from someone who's got 97% of the wrong information to have success. How in the world can you have success when you're learning from somebody who doesn't know how to have success while he's trying to teach you have success in something he hasn't had success in yet? So if you're looking at the person that introduced you tonight on this conference call, look no further. It's not that they're bad. You know, if you're fortunate enough and Matt and Brad got you on this call, you better count your lucky stars. Marlon Faulkner got you on the call, you better count your lucky stars and pay attention. But if you're looking at your brother-in-law who called you up and said, hey, I want you to check something out because I'm getting involved part-time, I think it could help you, you know, supplement your income, don't look at your brother-in-law who just got started a week ago and go, uh-oh, I'm in trouble. Because we developed an online system that gives you 10 steps, step-by-step, that has 100% of the information. I know a lot of people got this call and go, well, they didn't. They kind of just told stories. They really didn't talk about what to do and how to do it and what exactly how the call goes. Guys, that's all on an online portal for you. Be able to go to agenttraining.info, A-G-E-N-T, agent training, so there's two T's, .info, and there's a little tab called Getting Started. And it'll talk about how you fill out your contracting paperwork. You have to be approved to work with our company. Okay, we deal with Legal Reserve Insurance Company. So you have a contract that you send in. Basically, I hate the word contract, it's an application, okay, they call it a contract because you're not contracting anything because you're independent. So you fill out your application and it walks you through those steps. Then it walks you through the steps of how to get licensed. It walks through steps of what's going to be on the test. It walks through steps, now that I got my license, what do I do? It walks through steps, if I'm already a licensed agent, what do I do? And we put a system together. The reason we spend all the time on the how-tos on the phone tonight is that I wanted you to hear what's possible. And it's funny, I'm not going to do it tonight, guys, but I would like to get people on the phone that got involved in the company that are brand new like Todd and everything else, and they can share what's possible. Because there's a lot of people you didn't hear from, guys, that are brand new. They're just doing it part-time. That's had some tremendous success doing this, and they had zero experience. I mean, how cool is it that I'm able to talk to Todd Brock for the first time today, who got introduced by his little brother, never sold insurance in his life, and the first time I talk to him is when he calls me up and says, hey, can you help me go over my 3 appointments? We didn't have that luxury when he got started. They had a system in place, but I would have probably had to talk to Todd at least 50 to 100 times to direct him in the way where he needs to go. Make sure you feed your kids. Go to the concession stand. It's going to be a long day. Don't go on the roller coaster after you eat your food because there's a good chance they're going to throw up. And if you do, they do throw up, don't sit behind them because that thing's fast and it's going to splatter you in the face. Maybe go to a little ladybug ride, and then maybe take a little bit of break and go watch the whales because you want to go do it at 2 o'clock because at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, if you're sitting on the wrong side, you're not going to see the whales because the sun's going to beam in your eyes so bad you're going to be sweating. You're not going to really enjoy it. And see, what if you had a tour guide? What if instead of having a map, you had a tour guide who walked you around, who lived at the park, been there every day, and he experienced other people he took on tours and found out what people didn't like and they did like, and he had a system put together and go, hey, I'm not going to give you a map to Disney World, I'm going to take you on a personal guided tour. Well, this website, agenttraining.info, guys, is your personal guided tour. So we appreciate your time, guys. If you have an interest of pursuing the opportunity with us and working with our company, we welcome you to the team. And this is just, you know, the first day, the beginning of the rest of your life, guys. It really, really is. If you really sink in here and you really pay attention, you really follow the system that we created, there's really literally no way to fail. I've yet to have somebody come in who followed our system who's failed. I've had people come in, try to follow the system and give up. I've had people come in and start taking their insurance test and not get licensed because they gave up. I had people get involved in getting their insurance test and then get scared of the phone and never call an appointment. I had people get involved and they get their insurance test and get an appointment and never go to an appointment. I don't know how that they do that, but they do. So we're not saying we haven't had people not achieve success. We haven't had anyone, to my knowledge, that I've worked with, or Brad or Matt or everyone on the phone has worked with, who has followed the system, the way we've laid it out, and took it. There's been people, tour guys say, hey, don't go on the roller coaster after lunch. And they go, I'm fine. I have a strong stomach. Boom. Throughout the roller coaster, they're in the car on the way home because the kids are crying. They're sick in their stomach. They got throw up and puke all over them, guys. We've had people do that. So the key is, how well can you follow a system? How well can you listen to it? Because we've walked through the minefields. We've exploded. We've lost arms, lost legs. We're coming back and grabbing your hand and going, hey, we know where the mines are. Let's show you how to get to the other side. Now, if we've walked successfully 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 100 people from one side of the minefield to the other, and there's a bunch of them waving at you that you heard from on the phone tonight, and they got their hands in the air going, hey, they know what they're doing. Look, I was scared like you too. I was scared of the phone. I didn't know if I could do something like this. I've never been in insurance. Or I've been in this industry and failed, and they're waving their arms, and they're going, hey, come on over. Just make sure you grab Matt's hand, grab Nate's hand, grab Marlon's hand, grab Brad's hand. You'll be okay. And that's the purpose of this call, guys. You'll be okay. We've been through the minefield. We've been there and back 100 times. We've walked other people through it. And we can show you to have success, but it really comes down to the variable. The products are the same. The compensation is the same. The leads are the same. What it really comes down to is you and what you want out of life and what you can see potentially getting that to this incredible vehicle that we have. So we appreciate your time. God bless. Get together with the person that got you on the call tonight, and we'll show you how to take the next steps. Good night, everybody.